This is Senator Mike Baumgartner, 6th Legislative District, the current ranking member of the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee.
Why are you not running for the Senate or staying in the Senate?
Well, we've had a great 8 years in the Senate, have accomplished a lot of things from doing the new WSU Medical School to full funding for North South Thruway to the only tuition cut in American history, and enjoyed all that stuff. It's all been a team effort, but looking forward to serving closer to home and excited about the job application process for being Spokane County Treasurer. And, you know, if we are successful in that process, I'll look forward to fighting tax increases and trying to manage the office well and try to bring people closer to their tax dollars with some transparency initiatives that I want to do. So, you know, again, it's just to continue on in the spirit of public service. I've been very blessed in my life growing up here in Eastern Washington and going to WSU and then getting to do a little study at Harvard and then go to Iraq and Afghanistan with the State Department. And I've been in both the private sector and in the public sector, but the stuff I've enjoyed the most has been when I feel like I'm doing something bigger than myself. And I think that'll continue on at the Treasurer's Office.
So how does all that experience qualify you to be a treasurer?
Well, you know, good question. I think, you know, the policy in the public service sort of speaks for itself with the things that we've accomplished over the last 8 years. You know, academically, I studied economics at WSU, have a bachelor's in economics and a minor in mathematics, then went to Mozambique and worked with the Jesuits for a while as a volunteer, and then went to Harvard for my master's degree. At Harvard, I taught economics and enjoyed that process. I do enjoy teaching. You know, in the state legislature, I was the vice chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, wrote a $35 billion budget, have been very involved in big budget decisions. And also I'm good at advancing policy. So I think, you know, what you want out of a treasurer is somebody that can manage the office well. I think I've done that in a wide variety of capacities. I think you want somebody that understands finance and economics, which I certainly have in my background. And then you want somebody that can build teams to get things done for the people of Eastern Washington. And I think between the med school, North South Freeway, and tuition cut, I was just opening a building for Eastern yesterday, their sciences building. So I think, you know, a lot of good experience in public service.
You know, this is one of those offices that people don't know much about. So for folks who are listening in, what does the treasurer do?
Yeah, well, you know, the treasurer, you know, the main jobs of the treasurer is it's the tax collector for the county. So it functionally collects the revenue for the county. And then it is the issuing agent for the bonds that go out from the county. So both investments that have to happen at the county level and then for the school districts as well, too. And there's a portfolio of money that the county treasurer manages indirectly. So you have to work hand in hand with the county commissioners to see how that money is managed. One of the things I want to do if elected is take another look at how that money is being managed. And I think it's important to make sure that we're getting the best return for our dollar. And I think it's good to look at that. So those are some of the basic things that are doing. You know, the treasurer can also be a very important advocate for policy. And because I know personally, because I've worked with them in the Senate. So a couple years back, the current county treasurer, Rob Chase, came to me in Olympia and said, hey, there's a very usurious rate when people get behind on their taxes. We need to change that policy. He and Mike Voles, who is the deputy treasurer and also now a state representative, state legislature's part-time job, came over to Olympia and worked with us on having a system of partial payments. And so I actually prime sponsored the Senate version. We passed the House version, but I was the prime sponsor of the Senate version. So worked with them well on policy to try to ease the burden on taxpayers and allow partial payments. And I think so that's something that can happen at all treasurer's office across the state now. But that was something that was really led by the Spokane County Treasurer's Office. And I think there's other areas of policy that will be important to talk about as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Is the treasurer's, is it a policy-making job or is it just simply a job where you're carrying out the policy of the county commissioners?
Well, it's both. You know, certainly when you have the stature and the authority of the treasurer's position, when you are the tax collector and if you have an understanding of what drives the economy, I think you can be both an advocate for policy, a watch dog of what the county and other local offices are doing, and so you can really do both well. You know, I've also had many people who have come and talked to me since I announced I was leaving the Senate that have said, hey, Mike, can you still keep helping us in Olympia? Just yesterday, we were opening the new sciences building, which I had helped get funding for. And I said, of course, you know, I still have lots of good contacts in Olympia. I have no problem picking up the phone. You know, a lot of things, you know, politics is always a team sport, and success in politics is a team. So usually involve federal officials, state officials, county and city officials. And I certainly, you know, am not going to turn my back on, you know, the big projects I've spent the last 8 years of my life working on, and I'll continue to advocate for those. So, yeah, another couple people have asked me for help is both the Museum of Arts and Culture. I used to help quite a bit when I was in Olympia. They were just having discussion, hey, Mike, can we meet and talk about how we're going to do our budget request next year? Spokane Symphony was just talking to me about that. Saw them down at the Davenport. So, you know, I think you need to do both. And that's really, you know, when Spokane works best is not when it's a Republican issue or a Democrat issue. It's really when we just look at what are issues that are good for the community. And that's what, you know, some of the fun things that we've really worked on over the last 8 years and what I've enjoyed that. Typically in the media, you only hear the real rancorous stuff, you know, the big fights. But when we can work together, you can accomplish tremendous things. I mean, the WSU Medical School is probably the most fun bill I ever worked on. You know, we're getting to work with Elson Floyd and a good team of people here around the community, Marcus Riccelli, Andy Billig, Mark Schessler, Senator Linda Parlett, Senator, who worked on the issue for a long time. We just kind of all brought it together and, you know, worked together well. And so those will be fun. I continue to expect to continue to work on those things if I am elected treasurer as well, too. And so another thing I'd like to do as treasurer, I think would be important, is I don't think people know enough about their county and local budgets. There's a model that I would like to adopt. Now, this will require me to go to the county commissioners and get some funding to do this, but I know those guys pretty well. One of them used to drive me back and forth across the state, kind of be one of my staff members. But I would like to do more online budgeting. There's a fellow in Ohio, the Ohio Treasurer, that's done something called Ohio Checkbook, where they really have done a great interactive platform so people really know where their tax dollars are going, what's you know, where they're getting value. And I think we can do some of that online financial transparency issues that will help as well, too.
So being a state senator is a pretty high-profile job, and you have a pretty outgoing personality anyway, so I think it was kind of natural for you. Do you see yourself as a high-profile treasurer, or that's kind of one of those jobs that tends to slip back into the background a little bit?
Well, you know, I think, you know, you have to pick your spots on things where you can have value. Certainly, you know, when you're in the Senate and you're in especially a closely divided Senate, you know, there are times where you really work together, and there's other times, frankly, where you have stark differences and you kind of fight it out. And, you know, in the Senate, my fellow senators have sort of asked me and thought I had a proclivity for taking a lead role on sometimes being a spokesman for issues that we're doing. And, you know, I'll do that where it's appropriate, but it just depends on, you know, what were the issues. Certainly, it'll be a lower profile job, I think, than the Senate. But I do hope that the same sense of public service and the same idea of working for the people, you know, comes through. And so, you know, that's the intended way, the way I intend to run the office if I am, in fact, elected. You know, the deputy treasurer right now, which is a hired position, is Mike Voles, who's a representative who I worked with in Olympia. Mike was new to the legislature, but I really thought he was great to work with. He had experience from Spokane Transit Authority and county government, and I think he's someone that can really bridge some of those county and state issues. And really, the counties are sort of the implementing agents of state policy. And one of my frustrations in Olympia the last 8 years is there's been more top-down mandates coming from Olympia saying that counties have to do X, Y, and Z. Sometimes funding isn't provided. And so I think it'll be really good to have someone like Mike Voles and myself being there who can both communicate back to our folks in Olympia as well, too, and say, hey, this is the realities on the ground. You know, I'm not the only legislator that's ever gone from state government to county government, and those guys provide, you know, a lot of value. Todd Melke used to do that when he went from the legislature to county commission and now at our chamber of commerce and can kind of talk through those issues.
A lot of folks on the west side have made that same move from state government to local government.
Yeah.
So Al French is one of these who talks about unfunded mandates, and he, I think a year or two ago, came to Olympia and said, you know, you guys are killing us because we don't have that many options for funding. Is that something that you were in tune with when you were in the state Senate? Was it an important thing for you?
Yeah, it is an important issue. You know, one of the when you're writing the state budget, you look at funds, and of course, the state has been been dealing with successfully at the end of the day, but dealing with the big challenge of the McCleary K through 12 lawsuit and doing things like bringing all day kindergarten to Spokane and shrinking class sizes. And of course, that has cost money, quite a bit of money. K through 12 is a big spending item. So as you've done that without raising tax increases and trying to balance the budget, you've looked at some issues liquor taxes. Have historically the state has shared them with, you know, the county and the local government. Well, of course, if you're the county and local government and you have been spending that money in the past and you expect to continue to be able to spend that money, you're a little frustrated if the state just says, hey, we're going to take a greater portion of, you know, the state's money. So you have to have a balance, you know, on those issues that I'll help bridge. And of course, what happens in Spokane County isn't exactly what happens in King County or Seattle. And so having some experience there, I think, as well, too. We were just had one of my good friends in the Senate, a very talented Democrat, member of the legislature from Seattle, was over here yesterday helping us open that new Eastern Science Building. Afterwards, he and I got lunch together and we're kind of talking through some of the differences between King County and downtown Seattle and life, the reality of life out here in Eastern Washington, which is a little bit different. And so we need to make sure that we're getting good government for all the people of the state.
So your opponent has been a CPA for about 35 years, and he thinks he's a better fit for the treasurer's job. Do you think it's an easy transition for you from the state senate to the treasurer's job, or is it a little more difficult?
Well, you know, I think I'll have to prepare and do a good job as you would for any position. But I do think that with both my academic background and you know, I'm teaching economics at Harvard and the success I've had in the state legislature, you know, I think I'll be very well prepared. You know, I would say I've heard my opponent talking about the position, you know, on the campaign trail, and he has, you know, frankly, to me, a bit bizarre and kind of a limiting view of what the position should be. He doesn't think it should do policy, which I think is, you know, clearly it can be a policy position in terms of that partial payment bill that we did. And certainly if you're an elected official and have a platform that you can, you know, can help the people of the county, why not use it? And so if the people of this county didn't want it to be an elected policy-esque, you know, position, or at least have that components, you know, they would have just folded it in under the county commissioners and it would be, you know, an executive position underneath the county commission. But it is an independent elected authority. And, you know, we don't have an independent elected watchdog, financial watchdog in this county. If you think like you have an auditor at the state level that's sort of a financial and watchdog auditor, here the auditor at the county level, of course, is an election official, similar to the Secretary of State at the state level. So I think we really need somebody that understands budgets, is a good communicator, likes holding town halls. I love doing town halls. I try to do them as much as I can to be out there holding people accountable as well, too. So I think, you know, I certainly intend to talk about those policy issues, and I think that's a little different from my opponent that I think just kind of thinks about it as kind of an accounting position, you know, quite frankly. I know he was, you know, quite frankly, I'm not sure how serious he is about the position, just that, you know, he kind of got into the race with about a half hour before filing. He has sort of a background as kind of a partisan party leader and you know, with some of the ethics complaints he had done against our mayor and so forth. And, you know, when he'd gone before the judge, you know, the judge kind of chastised him about not being prepared for that lawsuit. And so, but that, you know, that's fine. It's the American system. You can go out there and campaign how you want to. And what you just like to do is present to the voters of the county, you know, both sides of how you think you would do it and your capabilities and let them, the people, decide, you know, what kind of treasurer they want to have.
So how long had you thought about picking treasurer? When did you make the decision to go from Olympia to Spokane?
Well, you know, it was really on that bill that I was the prime sponsor for in the legislature a few years back where I actually kind of even thought about the position. So, you know, a few years where I'd thought about it, I enjoyed Mike Voles, the representative, the six, when he was new, talking about the treasurer's office and what you can do with economic development, financial transparency, and those issues. So that kind of built. And then, you know, when I was looking at running again, it's been, you know, 8 years. There is a family component here, you know, to be quite frank. I have four small children, age 6, 5, 4, and 3. And we had a little bit of a family challenge this past February. My wife had a miscarriage at 20 weeks, and so, you know, I've driven to Snoqualmie Pass twice a week in the winter for 8 years. I've enjoyed doing that, going to Olympia and fight for the people over here. But it is a challenge when you're an Eastside legislator with a young family. So that was part of it as well too. But I'm really excited. You know, the more I've studied the treasurer's office and talked to the people there, I'm just really excited about what you can do at county government. And you know, some of the this may seem a little bit strange, but some of it I actually think about the counterinsurgency work I used to do in Iraq and Afghanistan. So in Iraq, I was working at the U.S. Embassy and going with General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker to see the Iraqi Prime Minister every week and kind of doing real high-level policy. I wrote the official U.S. government strategy for Iraq for 2008-2010, or at least I was the lead coordinator in that process, something called the Mission Strategic Plan. Also wrote a big paper for Ambassador Crocker on what happens to Iraq if we pull out. And I like the high-level stuff, but on a couple of issues in Iraq, I got to actually implement stuff where we build a team to get Jaish al-Mahdi out of kerosene smuggling and try to take on some insurgent groups like al-Qaeda. And then in Afghanistan, when I went to Afghanistan, I didn't want to be at the embassy and in Kabul and doing something at the high level. I wanted to push out and be on the implementing side, and that's where I was with the counter narcotics team. And since then, I did a lot of training of U.S. military members in counterinsurgency, and some of the best counterinsurgents aren't the Rambo types but they're actually the military reservists that actually have functional experience in things like county government, where you really are where the rubber meets the road, and you know really where government impacts people's life and how you improve that service. So I'll look forward to that, you know, and the executive aspects of the office, you know, people that are getting frustrated by how they're being dealt with by their county government, and I think that'll be a neat challenge as well.
Okay, anything that I didn't ask you about you wanted to talk? We covered a lot of ground.
No, I think it's been all good. I will miss doing things like being able to put capital budget dollars into this fine radio station here, but I'm glad you guys are making good use of it.